There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. That story about the Defense Department redefining alcohol as a weapon in sexual assault cases. Oh, my. Well, we got a military person coming on now to the Power Hour, and we can run by a lot of stories with him because he is so knowledgeable. A man after my own heart. Ken O'Keefe is a former U.S. Marine. He served in the 1991 Gulf War, and he subsequently has been speaking out about the use of depleted uranium as a crime against humanity, which it is, and the U.S. military using soldiers as human guinea pigs with experimental drugs directly involved that link to them to the Gulf War syndrome. He's also a social entrepreneur. He utilizes direct action marine conservation. He is more widely known for leading the Human Shield action to Iraq, and as a survivor of the Israeli attack on the MV Mavi Marmara. And remember that. We must never forget the Mavi Marmara, in which he participated in defending the ship and disarming two Israeli commandos. And on January 7th, 2004, O'Keefe burned his U.S. passport in protest of American imperialism, called for U.S. troops to immediately withdraw from Iraq. He replaced his U.S. passport with a world passport, and subsequently proclaiming himself as a citizen of the world with ultimate allegiance of his entire human family to his entire human family in the planet Earth. He says he is a citizen, a legal citizen of Ireland and Palestine. Kenneth O'Keefe, ladies and gentlemen, we salute those that did the right thing and are doing the right thing now with respect to the military. Welcome, Ken O'Keefe, to the Power Hour today. Thank you, sir, for joining us today.
Joyce, for that very kind introduction. It's always a pleasure to come on your show.
Well, thank you, and thank you for speaking out, and thank you for recognizing that depleted uranium is really not depleted, and it is a crime against humanity, and all the things that you're doing. Well, bring us up to speed, if you don't mind. You know, I've given kind of a background of all of the amazing things that you've been involved in, but bring us up to date as to where you are today and what's been happening in your life.
Well, I'll tell you, the big thing that's really standing out in my mind right now is Benjamin Netanyahu's third trip to the U.S. Congress coming up on March 3rd. This is, for me, actually really, really good news because it's going to be yet another excellent opportunity for the people of America to realize that the enemy is well inside the gate. The problems we face are problems because of infiltration and subversion. And unless the American people take pride in their U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and restore a constitutional government and arrest the traitors, the American nation that we all knew and loved is going to be no more, just like every other empire before it. It never lasts. So when I see Netanyahu coming to the Congress for the third time with the only other head of state who's managed that being Winston Churchill, I see a grand opportunity for America to face the facts that it needs to face.
Well, let me ask you, okay, why is it, though, I mean, why is it such a big issue that Netanyahu is coming to the United States for the third time, that Congress has invited him, the president was sort of snubbed, they didn't talk to the executive branch about it. What does all this mean? Why should we care about Netanyahu coming here for the third time?
Well, you've got a couple of American patriots that I've used in a recent production that I think really stand out, because unfortunately there isn't a whole lot of integrity within U.S. politics. I think most people's discontent, both with the White House and the Congress, is a testament to the fact that there is an incredible lack of honor and integrity. These are a bunch of criminals, quite frankly. But Cynthia McKinney, who was run out of Congress because she refused to sign a very prominent pledge of allegiance, effectively, to Israel.
Okay, we got a break. I apologize. We got a break. We'll be right back. 3-minute break. Ken O'Keefe is our guest. Stay tuned.
Playing drums.
He's got. Ask him.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is all about the truth. And you know what? It is so refreshing when we have somebody like Ken O'Keefe on the program, former Marine who is not afraid to tell it like it is. And I'd like to get his response to the Sniper movie a little bit later also. I'm going to see what he thinks about that, since that is the big issue, of course, for Fox or CNN right now. But Ken, you were talking at the break about Representative McKinney. What is it and what role did she play in all of this that we need to know about?
Well, it's Cynthia McKinney, and also we need to look at James Traficant, an American patriot who passed on last year under very, very suspicious circumstances, to say the least.
Yes.
But both of them spoke about the complete corruption of the U.S. Congress and the out-and-out fear of the U.S. Congress people in not bowing to Israel. I mean, Cynthia McKinney talked very explicitly about a pledge that was around during her time in Congress. If you sign the pledge, then you would get all sorts of fundraising opportunities and you would be able to maintain your position in Congress. She did not sign the pledge, and she tried to do her job for Stone Mountain, Georgia, where she comes from, her constituency, and she found that she was simply incapable of raising money to take care of her constituency because she refused to agree to carte blanche the policies of AIPAC and the Israelis. So This is just how pervasive it is. And here we have Netanyahu coming back to the Congress for a third time. The last time he came in 2011, he received 29 standing ovations, a truly disgusting display of bend over and really take it where the sun don't shine Congress. This is the American people, what they're dealing with. It is the enemy inside the gate. And by tacit, but in accordance with that, we have a U.S. military that is effectively being run by a foreign agent, Israel. And this is really the hard part for most Americans to face, because no American really wants to face the possibility that they were sent off to Iraq to fight a war for Israel, and in fact there was never any benefits to the American people, and that it was built on a pack of lies. You know, this is not a very pleasant thing to face, but it is something that we need to face one way or the other.
I think that this, even the discussion of Israel and Palestine, is like, you know, you immediately get labeled when you even bring up both of them and think in terms of the fact that perhaps Palestine has a gripe against Israel, that Palestine has been abused horribly by Israel. And so it's supposed to be, I mean, even on TV now here in the United States, they are advertising an Israel solidarity pin. It's two flags. One is the U.S. flag and the other is the Israeli flag. And if you will donate, you know, $69.95, we will send you an Israel solidarity pin. I mean, this is getting to be crazy. And yet, you know, if you say anything about, like, maybe Palestinians have a right to live without being bombed all the time, then you are somehow un-American and unpatriotic. And I'm, do you see this in the UK as much as we see it here?
Well, having come back and forth, I mean, I've lived primarily in the UK, although I do travel around as well, but I have come back to the States many times, including last year, and it is like a different world for sure. I don't think people can overestimate the power of the media and indoctrination and false education. When you have such a pervasive, all-encompassing system, the amount of stupidity that can result is really quite remarkable. And the people of America simply don't know the truth about Palestine. The vast majority do not. If they knew the actual history of Palestine and they knew the ideology of those who are running the so-called Jewish state of Israel, they would be appalled. If they knew what the Israeli power structure felt and thought about Jesus Christ and Christianity, if they knew about the Talmud and the teachings within the Talmud that include such things as Jesus Christ is boiling in hot excrement in hell, and that his mother Mary was a whore. This is not some very, marginalized viewpoint in the eyes of the power structure of Israel. In fact, it is very pervasive. And if anything, it is the vast majority of people. There is an animosity towards Christianity and Islam, but we see it most viciously in the way it's represented against Islam, especially when we look at the Islamic State, the latest creation of the empire, quite frankly. Israel is giving medical attention to Islamic State and al-Nusra Front in the Golan Heights. Do the American people know this? No, of course they don't know this. But it's true, and it's verifiable. So this shows the relationship that Israel has with their so-called enemies in al-Qaeda and ISIS. And it is important to note on that matter that not once has al-Qaeda or al-Nusra Front or ISIS attacked Israel. Isn't that strange?
I just am appalled at what has happened to the people in Palestine and how they have been abused so horribly without the world understanding. I mean, this thing that occurred in thousands of years ago called the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, and they've got all the justification in the world of why it's okay to kill. Of why, oh, that's not killing, that's murdering, or that's not murder, that's killing, or whatever they want to use as their justification. But yet, the torture goes on of these people. And because the media is so strong and able to continue this, people never know the truth. Now, let me move from that into the issue of ISIS. and into the issue of, the pilot that allegedly was just burned alive, alleged pilot that was allegedly burned alive. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on that, because that is really the next shoe to fall to really get people angry at Muslims and calling them all extremists. But that's the next shoe to fall. And now we're just blanket bombing all these people in Syria without any kind of, we don't have the right to be bombing those people in Syria.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I mean, when the Germans apparently committed wars of aggression, Nazis were hung for that. It is actually, by this point now, 11 years later, it's really not even debatable as to whether or not the invasion of Iraq was lawful. It most certainly was not lawful. It was a war of aggression. It was based on a pack of lies. We've destroyed a country. There was no al-Qaeda in Iraq when we invaded. Now look at it. It's mm-hmm. an absolute disaster if you look at it from a sane human point of view. But if you understand the invasion of Iraq from the perspective of the psychopaths who run the power structure in Israel and behind them, you'll understand things like Oded Yanan's strategy for Israel in the 1980s. You'll also understand the Project for a New American Century's document, A Clean Break. Both of these documents lay out very clearly a strategy for the expansion of Israel, including target number one, Iraq, because it posed the biggest problem for Israel's expansion. And it also called for the Balkanization, effectively, of the surrounding Arab nations to sow the sectarian seeds of hatred and to foster sectarian war so as to divide the region and ultimately weaken it so that it, in this divided, fractured state, this chaotic state, these failed nation state that we see with largely with Syria, well, soon to be Syria and Iraq, this is all part of the plan. This is not an accident. So American sons and daughters were sent off to Iraq not to liberate it and cause a strong democracy with a healthy, vibrant society. Our job was to destroy the country, to fracture it into three, and to facilitate the handing of arms and weapons and training to terrorists who would further entrench that whole policy. And ultimately, the goal is for Israel to expand. And they will be able to expand if they were able to carry on this agenda, because there will be whatever false flag event used to justify some sort of incursion into Syria or into Iraq. This is all part of the plan. And this is why American sons and daughters have been sent off to kill or be killed, and why more than 22 a day are committing suicide.
To kill or be killed, and they certainly have. And even more than 22 per day are committing a suicide. Those 22 are the ones that actually make the suicide. There's hundreds of more.
Indeed.
Yeah,
indeed.
Per month. Thousands more per month that actually don't commit suicide but are left either very sick or will do it, attempt to do it again. I mean, these are the kinds of things that people have no idea that are taking place, that we are actually medicating our troops prior to deployment to the Middle East with SSRI drugs to make them more, quote, vigilant or violent or aggressive or whatever. And
indeed,
it's all about killing. It is all about killing. And we're killing in countries that we shouldn't even be in.
Yeah, you know what, Joyce? I mean, I'll tell you what, I, on the very rare occasion where I've been accused of being some sort of hippie or lefty or something like that, I have to laugh. I am not a hippie, and I'm not a lefty either. I'm very much, I believe in fighting for what's right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And for me, what would be right to fight for would be the U.S. Constitution, for example. And the Oath Keepers who put up their right hand and swore under oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution, whether they like it or not, are going to have to face the reality that the government and ultimately the bosses that they serve have completely circumvented the U.S. Constitution. They are absolutely 100% treasonous. They are traitors, and they are therefore U.S. military sons and daughters taking orders from traitors who have absolutely done everything they could to destroy the U.S. Constitution through the Patriot Act, the National Defense Authorization Act, and so on. It is a brutal reality that a lot of people don't want to face, but if stupidity and ignorance and indoctrination continues to win out, the American people will find themselves slipping further and further into the chaos and destruction, which ultimately is going to translate to a life that that their sons and daughters are not going to be able to enjoy at all. So if it not for ourselves, for our children, we must do what is the right and honorable thing and look deeper And I know a lot of Americans are doing that, and many in the military as well. I know from inside sources, the American military is aware that the government has been hijacked, and they're not keen on this. And at some point, there's going to have to be arrests of those traitors within the White House and Congress.
I can only hope and pray that what you're saying is true, that the military is getting it. But as long as they keep putting in 17 and 18-year-old kids that don't understand anything other than the incredible commercials that they see about joining the Army and what a hero you'll be, I don't know. I'm hoping. Let's talk more about that after this four-minute break. Ken O'Keefe is our guest today, and we'll give out his website and his blog also so you all can check him out and read more about Ken O'Keefe. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-467-4701. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-467-4701. That's 1-800-467-4701. Call 1-800-467-4701.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It's all about the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And man, is this not refreshing to hear Ken O'Keefe telling you like it is? He was in the Gulf War. He suffered from, we were just talking about that during the break, from the effects of whatever during that first Gulf War, the things that occurred, like oil well fires, which were started by the United States, by the way, under a UN program, chemicals and biologicals, the vaccines, depleted uranium, all of those things. And I'm just so glad to have him here today to tell it like it is. So where do, you know, I want to believe that there is an answer. I want to believe that the military is starting to get it. But what kind of solution items can we have at this point, Ken?
Well, you know, I have to say that the military is in a very unique position. I mean, in general, I'm not really keen to see a military coups. They're almost always destructive in the end. But I have a lot of faith in the American people and the military. And I know that there are a lot of people in the military at very high levels and across, you know, the working ranks that are aware. They know that there is something horribly wrong. Many of them know the details. They know that very well that Israel is basically controlling foreign policy. There is a huge amount of resentment for this. And I do believe at some point, and maybe it's going to take another major false flag or some event like that, or maybe Netanyahu coming to the Congress for the third time and forcing American service members to face the fact that this foreign agent is coming to the U.S. Congress and attempting effectively to sell war with Iran. Effectively, that's what he's doing, because I've looked into Iran's supposed nuclear weapons program, and there is no nuclear weapons program, period. There is none.
Wow.
And the evidence to support that is overwhelming, and the evidence to counter that reality is evidence supplied by, you guessed it, the same parties that provided us with the dodgy dossier for the invasion of Iraq, the weapons of mass destruction. It is the same exact interests. Many of them call them neocons, but they are also very deeply allied to Israel. Many of them are so-called dual nationals, and some are just Israeli agents, Jewish agents of the Jewish state of Israel. The bottom line is that the policies of America do not benefit the American people and are taking it towards disaster. War with Iran would be an absolute disaster. Yet, that is what Israel wants on its expansion agenda. It very much wants that, but it won't do it itself. Israel does not do the fighting itself. It gets American sons and daughters to do it. So Netanyahu's aim is to come and sell the Congress on making more sanctions against Iran, which the sanctions are already unjust to begin with, and effectively trying to goad Iran into a fight. If this happens, that will be the end of America for sure. The empire will be over. America will be destroyed. I have no question of this. They will not be able to sustain a war against Iran. Although they may destroy Iran in the process, America will be destroyed as well, as will Israel. And it will probably lead to a third world war, because I can't see Russia and China sitting by the wayside. So if the American military wants to continue to be the lapdog to Jewish masters from the Jewish state of Israel, it can do that, but it does so at its own peril. I'm confident that the American military and the people will do the right thing, but it needs to happen sooner rather than later. I would certainly say that.
I got a phone call from a SEAL team. This was a leader. He called himself the leader of the SEAL team, and I'm not going to say which one. He had seen Beyond Treason, and he called me, and he said, please keep doing what you're doing and speak out as much as you can, he said, because we are sick, and we have gotten sick. Now we know why. Our own government has done it to us. And he said, all I can tell you is we got your back, Joyce, but keep doing what you're doing. And then he made this statement, which just made the hair stand up on the back of my neck. Then he ended his last statement on the phone call was, you don't do this to your trained assassins. You know, that is pretty powerful. Yeah. That is pretty powerful.
Yeah, it is. It is indeed. And I mean, you know, this is, 10 years ago, you know, especially when I burned my U.S. passport and, you know, I founded the Human Shield Action to Iraq, a lot of people, a lot of Americans, most of them would, you know, thought I was just an out and out traitor. And there are a lot of people who still feel that way. But more and more people over the years have come to realize that, listen, I'm actually an American-born son who believes in the ideals of America, and I will not sit and bow to anyone for anything, period. And the truth is the truth. And no matter how unpleasant it may be, or no matter how unpopular it may be, the truth shall indeed set us free. And if we're unwilling to face it, then we're unwilling to save ourselves and give our children a future. And that's just not an honorable thing. I believe in honor and integrity. I love America. I want what's best for it. But the people of America need to act and do the right thing.
And I'm so thrilled to hear you talk the truth about Iran and about what's happening with Israel. It is such a breath of fresh air, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after this three-minute break with our guest today, Ken O'Keefe, worldcitizen.uk.net. We'll give you the other information. Stay tuned.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before.
Appropriate song there. A quiet river. revolution, an appropriate revolution is what we want. Who is that by, Josh?
That's Krista Berg.
Krista Berg. Wow. We are talking to Ken O'Keefe today, and I want to remind you that the Power Hour is really trying to raise some money to stay on the air, and so we want you to purchase from The Power Mall. You can go to thepowermall.com and see what we have, or you can call The Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Go to thepowermall.com, check us out, see what we've got. Our spices are all, nearly everything we have is on a 20% off sale. Now, that's huge. That is really big. We don't ever do that except for about every, I think the last time we did it was 3 years ago. So please support the Power Mall. And if you can't, we understand that. You guys have been awesome to us, and we just thank you all so much because we want to keep the truth out there. And people like Ken O'Keefe, which, man, is this a breath, I keep saying a breath of fresh air, but I can't think of, I don't know, the words to say how good it is to hear someone so articulate explain the situation. So please, please, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to open up the phone lines because I know I've been keeping him for myself, but I'll open up the phone lines. If you would like to talk to Ken O'Keefe, the phone number is 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. We know that the situation with Iran is a created situation by Israel. We know that the created situation between Israel and Palestine created. There's just so much that doesn't make any sense to those of us who really looked at all of this. But I wanted to ask you, what about this new movie out, The Sniper, and why the agenda to do that now? Are they hurting and getting support for the war?
Yeah, I definitely, there's no way to reverse the process of understanding that many have developed over the course of this last period, you know, decade and plus of the war on terror. You can't unlearn somebody who knows about depleted uranium, who either watched your film or has watched other films or has read, and who is now aware of the fact that they're exposed to it, whether it's the armor protection on the vehicles themselves or the rounds that have been fired in the areas that they're operating in. You can't unlearn that, and there's a lot of other information that can't be unlearned. When I was in the Marine Corps, you know, we were given experimental drugs. You know, there's no question of this. They didn't ask for our consent. They didn't even notify us of this. Many have died from that. You can't unlearn that stuff. So the awareness is growing, and it can't be stopped. So, yes, a movie like this has very important, very important reasoning behind it. And clearly their propaganda is being turned up in order to try and keep people in a line that they can be controlled.
And I think that the fact that, you know, when he talks so blatantly about how, no, I didn't feel bad about killing any of those people. I mean, he said basically they were scum, but I can't remember the word that he used. But they were just basically horrible people. And of course, we were happy to kill them. They were killing our men. Well, why are we there in the first place? If the military would just think about that question, or any citizen, why are we in Afghanistan? Well, I don't know. There must be bad guys there. Why are we in Pakistan? Why are we bombing Pakistan? Really? We're bombing Pakistan? Most people don't know. Why are we bombing Syria? Why are we bombing all these places? It's because it's either, you know, reduction in population, or it is an agenda to control and spread the influence of Israel in that area. Any comments you want to make on that Sniper movie?
Well, I haven't seen it yet, although I've attempted to get a copy of it. What I've read of the reviews is that it is probably one of Clint Eastwood's most disappointing movies, considering he's made some really quite good movies. It's a throwback to the old days of cowboys and Indians, you know, cowboys good, Indians bad. Mm-hmm. And trying to break it down in such a simplistic way is really disingenuous at best. I mean, at the very least, you have to kind of give some character and nuance to it, but apparently there's no real attempt in this movie to do that. Never mind the fact that these people that we are fighting, this is so easy to do. It's an easy exercise. Let's reverse the situation. Let's assume that America is not the biggest, most powerful country in the world. Let's assume that it's a rather small country. And let's say some big, powerful nation from halfway around the world concocts a whole bunch of lies to justify the invasion of America and then proceeds to occupy America
It works with collaborators to work with, for the agenda of basically destroying the country, fracturing it, killing civilians, including our mothers, our sisters, our daughters, and our sons, and so on and so forth. What would the American people do? Well, you know damn well what you would do. You'd do the same thing I would do, which is fight and kill every single invader you could. And that's exactly what the people in Iraq have done, as is as Afghanistan, which, let us not forget, Osama bin Laden was never even charged with any involvement in 9/11 because the FBI very famously said there was no credible evidence linking him to 9/11. So
that's
not
right.
Even the invasion of Afghanistan was lawful or just. But certainly Iraq, if we want to stay in less controversial territory, was a hideously fraudulent war. It's a war of aggression. It was a war crime to begin with. And American sons and daughters are paying for it to this day. And these chicken hawks, who are headed by people like Netanyahu, these cowardly bastards will never go off and fight the wars themselves. They'll send off American sons and daughters to fight an Israeli war in Iran. And if the American people can't see that, then, well, you know, it's kind of like the spoiled brat kid who had it all and just threw it all away, really.
Wow. Okay, saying it like it is. Let's go to Johnny B. in Missouri. You guys want to talk to him? And, boy, the phone lines are jammed. Let's go to Johnny B. in Missouri. You're on the air with Ken O'Keefe. Go ahead, please. And, oh, by the way, let me just, I'm sorry, worldcitizen.uk.net is his blog, and kenokeefe.wordpress.com. Ken O'Keefe, K-E-E-F-E, O'Keefe.wordpress.com. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Johnny B.
Oh, that's fine, Joyce. Shalom, Kenneth. Pleasure.
How are you doing, brother?
You, my man.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for bringing the information forward on Hawaii's history, and that would be an awesome show for Joyce to do if she could get you back on.
To do a show on what did you say?
Hawaii's history.
Yeah.
Hawaii's history?
What we've done to our sister out there in the water is beyond criminal. Okay.
Okay.
It is an amazing story, and I would love to talk about it another time, but I'm glad you know about it, brother.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm spreading it far and wide, Kenneth. I hope you don't mind.
No, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I was
all
wondering
right.
if you've ever done anything with the Native Nations stateside.
Well, I've produced a film called The United States of Hypocrisy, and it talks all about the impact of American imperialism on Hawaii, and it's very applicable. I produced that in early 2001, and it talks all about what's happening there. And, you know, for me, it's a very simple story of, you know, if America had even an ounce of decency with regard to its treatment of the Native Hawaiians, which are more accurately known as Kanaka Maoli, then America would have lawful title to Hawaii. They would, because the Hawaiians would have agreed to it by now. But they never have treated the Hawaiian people with any decency, and Hawaii is a stolen nation, and they have rights. They have perfect rights to resume their status as a sovereign, free nation again, and they will if the world turns for the better. Hawaii currently is used as a military outpost, and this is just not acceptable.
All right. Hey, thank you very much, Johnny B., for the phone call. Let's go to Bill in Iowa. Bill in Iowa, you're on with Ken O'Keefe. Go ahead, please.
Good morning.
Morning.
Josh, Joyce, Ken.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Joyce, could I have your PO or your address for sending you a check?
Oh, that's so kind of you. That's so kind of you. But we appreciate you purchasing from us, and it's PO 85, Post Office Box 85. Versailles, V as in Victor, E-R-S-A-I-L-L-E-S, should be Versailles, I know, but Versailles, Missouri, 65084. So it's P.O. Box 85, Versailles, Missouri, 65084. Thank you, Bill. Go ahead, please,
okay.
With Ken O'Keefe.
Okay, listen, please, if you will take one quarter of what I'm sending you and direct it towards this person, Ken, I would really love that.
Wow.
Real quick, I've said in the past, we are Palestinians in waiting. And what we're doing actually, yes, is thinning the herd for Israel, and it's an expansionist Zionist movement. And I'm sorry to have that. But, you know, Israel is just a fraction of the problem. It's just American political people we've got in and everything, and they're Ben Norport. So I just hope that, you know, people will – I don't know what we're going to do with this Congress. I, you know, it's completely – real low in ratings and everything. And Joyce, I'll just get off the air here and tell you that first time callers was very refreshing that you had about a week ago. And they were really, applauding you, and it was wonderful to hear them. And I would hope against hope that you'll have foreign callers call in too, because there's a lot of people that support you that you'll love to hear from. I know in two different countries that. So, I will be sending you a check, and people please give Joyce our support, because there's no show like this, and she is wonderful. I've been listening to you from day one.
Thank you so much, Bill. You're so kind. And I will send a quarter of that check on to our guest, Ken O'Keefe, with the video doc, Beyond Treason. So
that's very, very kind, Bill. Thank you very much, and all the best, brother. Have faith. I do believe that better times can come if the American people do what they're capable of.
You know, with people like Bill, our listeners are so far above average here. They are so well-educated, so smart. They understand. They don't buy into anything other than what they can prove, and I just appreciate them all so much. Thank you, Bill. You're so kind. You just made my day. Let's go to Sheila in New Hampshire. Sheila in New Hampshire, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Ken O'Keefe.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi there.
Praying for you.
Thank
Love
you.
Love you very much. You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Mr. O'Keefe, so nice to speak with you. Such an honor. I wanted to know if you have any opinion. I'm going to ask this question, then I'll get off air and listen to your answer so that you can have other callers. But I wanted to know if you have heard anything about Israel bringing tanks to the southern border in Lebanon. Mike Rivero mentioned that on his show the other day, and I heard him talk about that, and he mentioned also that Israel, you know, has their sights on the Litani River. So I wanted to hear if you have any opinion on that.
All right. Thank you so much, Sheila. I'm telling you, our listeners know what's going on. Tanks on the southern border of Lebanon, do you know anything about that, Ken?
Well, Israel is a very small country, so I mean they don't have to move the tanks very far in order to really get them ready for any incursion. I'm not aware of any enormous buildup at the moment, but I could be out of the loop on that. As far as any kind of pretext that might be used to justify further wars with their neighbors, Israel has longstanding plans to incite wars against its neighbors and to generally to pull America into it. This is the key. Israel is quite cowardly. It never really could do anything on its own. It's only by the backing of the United States that it can get away with any of this stuff, really. And it always has that threat of bringing its big brother to come and do the real fighting. And in fact, that's what Iraq was all about. Part of the plan of Israel's expansion, the Greater Israel Project, is to include land that goes up into Lebanon and Syria, into Iraq, Jordan, even Saudi Arabia and Egypt. So This is all in line with their very well-established, publicly available plans. So, you know, the problems with Lebanon will continue as long as the state of Israel exists.
All right. Thank you very much for that. And thank you, Sheila. Let's go to Virginia in North Carolina. Virginia in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Steve in Virginia.
Sorry about that. You're on the air, Steve, with Ken O'Keefe.
Yes, thank you very much. It's so refreshing once again to hear somebody courageously just share the truth. It's great.
Yes.
I was going to ask, and I may know the answer already to this. I'm not sure, but it'd be good to hear. We hear so much. I think it's propaganda where this indicates that the Muslims are most, maybe, or all, or I say most. The school of thought that says, they're all against us, and they the way they interpret the Quran about the infidels and all this. And is it just a matter of interpretation? What's a good, a solid perspective on that? You know, a fair perspective.
Yeah. Well, that's a really important question. There is a huge amount of energy being directed into fostering a clash of civilizations. I've spent time in Muslim countries. I've lived in Gaza for 6 months. I've been in the West Bank for many months as well. I've lived in Iran for a short period of time. I've been to other Arab countries, Muslim countries. I've spent a lot of time around Muslims. I am not a Muslim. I never will declare myself as a Muslim. I'm not a Muslim. I have my own issues with Islam, as I do Christianity and Judaism and other religions. But the bottom line is that there is a huge mischaracterization, a real character assassination of Islam as a whole. You can take all of the major monotheistic religions
and turn it into justifying anything. You can. And it's very easy with Judaism and equally so with Christianity. So you do have things within the Quran or in at least the Hadith that are very easily abused and turned into this nastiness that we see with so-called ISIS. But that is not Islam. If I may, just on and parting on that point, because I'd love to expand on it, Iran is a perfect example. Iran has a history of several centuries now of not invading any other nation. They have been invaded by other nations, and much of their land has been stolen, especially up in the former Soviet republics. And if they had, of course, this horrendous war with Iraq, our attack dog at the time, from 1980 on up to 88, I believe. And Iran did not respond to Iraq when it hit them with chemical weapons, even though it could have. Iran did not hit the major cities like Basra or Baghdad, even though Iraq was hitting Iran's major cities. The history of Iran is one of which I believe is true Islam. They are a peace-loving nation. They do not have any ill will towards their neighbors. They are not causing conflict. And this is the real reason why they're being attacked. And Iran would be the perfect nation to take ISIS right out. They would be the perfect ones to take it right out. But instead, it's America, the Dr. Frankenstein that created ISIS in the first place, which is supposedly fighting against it. Just like the so-called war on terror, we were meant to fight Al-Qaeda when we created Al-Qaeda. It's really like a bad Hollywood movie, if you ask me.
It really is. It is like a wag the dog, bad Hollywood movie. Thank you very much for that. Let's go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, you're on the air with Ken O'Keefe. I'll hold you over. Go ahead, please.
Well, this young man has enabled me to fantasize this morning of how different the world would be if everyone in the military was like him. We wouldn't have these problems. Mm-hmm. He's smart. He understands the situation. He studied it. He has a conscience. You know, people need to look. Just put in order followers in YouTube and watch a six-minute clip. You cannot be an order follower and be a moral person. You must ask yourself if what you are doing is right and if it harms another person or not that is innocent and does not deserve to be harmed. See, this man is capable of doing that, but many of them aren't, and they are holding this system in place as overseers for the master.
Oh, wow. Man, you said it well. Wow.
Well said.
Yes. Stay right there. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Ken O'Keefe. This is Joyce Riley.
And Josh.
Wow. What a program. Power Hour. We'll be right back.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Worried about getting sick and feeling
been terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. The body's burning.
Whoa, welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Just a hint, that was not one of my choices. But that's okay, that's okay. That is Black Sabbath.
No, that's not, that's a Black Sabbath. I know that's a terrible name, but that's a Black Sabbath song. It's called War Pigs, and it's a band called Cake. I tried to tone it down a little.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a lot. Yeah, you really toned it down, didn't you? Okay, we're talking to Ken O'Keefe today. Let me give you his websites again. Of course, they're at the Power Hour guest section, but worldcitizen.uk.net. worldcitizen.uk.net, and Ken O'Keefe, KEEFE.wordpress.com. Let me go back to Renee. Anything final, Renee, or do you have a question? Oh, okay. So next we have
David in Indiana, I believe.
David in Indiana. David in Indiana, you're on with Ken O'Keefe. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Ken has just agreed to be on once a month with the Power Hour. So I am so excited that we are going to get some balance in the military issues, et cetera, with Ken O'Keefe. David in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I was wondering how radioactive is that material, the tanks and stuff we left behind, and is the rubble left by those tanks, the other tanks destroyed, is this stuff recycled?
I know you've done a lot on that, Joyce. I can certainly answer part of the question. Maybe you might want to cap it off if I don't cover things, but the level of radioactivity is sufficient to cause cancer and other major health problems. That's the bottom line. It is nuclear waste. You know, nuclear waste is extremely expensive to dispose of because it's not something you want to be hanging out around. But it's even more dangerous when you use it in armored piercing rounds, because when it hits its target, it heats up to extremely high temperatures, and it breaks into little tiny particles that can be airborne, and you can breathe it into your lungs and all this sort of stuff. So it is extremely damaging. For those scientists who say it's such so level and, you know, it's not a problem, I've always fantasized about some of these nuclear scientist prostitutes getting to inhale some depleted uranium to show us just how harmless it is.
Absolutely. Good point. I can't add anything to that other than, yes, they're 0.2 microns, very small, and they breathe it in the lungs. They get it in the food and in the water. And, of course, all that armor-piercing stuff hits those tanks, and they are full of depleted uranium. And if they do recycle them, then they go into the recycling process, as well as the clothes that they wore over there, too, which is really bad when they bring them back and put them in those surplus army places. Let's go to, let's see, Stephen. No, Steve in Virginia.
Ty in Wisconsin.
Ty in Wisconsin, you're on the air with Ken O'Keefe. Go ahead, please.
Morning, all.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, you guys, first off, I want to say, Joyce, the show you had yesterday with where they're talking about Scott's, what's his name, London or whatever, in the sheriff for Eddy County, New Mexico, writing that letter against the IRS telling them they are not going to come in there and take that guy's property.
Mm-hmm.
Sheriff Mack sent me that letter, and I have it, and I would encourage everybody to get that letter at sheriffmack@hotmail.com.
Okay. He doesn't need a lot of work on answering emails. Why don't we put it in the email blast? Send it to thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com, and we'll put it in the email blast. Okay, do you have any questions for Ken O'Keefe?
But I want to make a statement concerning Israel. Romans 2, 28 and 29 says, for he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly by the Spirit. The preachers out there, Pat Roberts and John Hagee, all of them, if they don't preach that verse, are they being anti-Semitic or anti-Christ?
Okay, I think that's a rhetorical question. Thank you very much for the phone call. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Final segment coming up with Ken O'Keefe. We've only got him for another 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. We'll try to get to your calls, as many as we can. We'll be right back. This is Joyce and Josh.